April 13th through 19th, Mosiah chapters 1 through 3. Filled with love towards God and all men. There are many principles in Mosiah chapters 1 through 3 that you might discuss with your class. Pray for guidance to know which principles will be the most meaningful to those you teach. Invite sharing. To give class members a chance to talk about their personal or family study of Mosiah chapters 1 through 3, invite them to share with another person a verse that they find inspiring. Teach the doctrine. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Receiving the Word of God requires preparation. One way to start a discussion about preparing to receive the Word of God might be to talk about the consequences of preparing or not preparing for other things. For instance, class members could share experiences about how their preparation or lack of preparation affected an experience they had at school or work or some other activity. After they share, you could invite half of the class to read Mosiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, looking for things King Benjamin's people did to prepare to receive God's word. The other half could search the same verses, looking for things King Benjamin did that show how he felt about God's word and the need to share it. Then ask each group to share their ideas. What can we learn from these verses that can help us receive the word of God? Mosiah chapter 2, verses 10 through 26. When we serve others, we are also serving God. King Benjamin was an exemplary servant to God and to those around him. What can your class members learn from him to help them in their efforts to serve others? Consider starting the discussion by asking class members to list obstacles people face in giving service to others, such as reasons we don't serve or reasons our service is not as helpful as it could be. Then they could study Mosiah chapter 2, verses 10 through 26, and make a list of truths King Benjamin taught about serving others that can help them overcome the obstacles they listed. What can individuals and families do to focus on service in their daily lives? Consider sharing the story by President Thomas S. Monson in additional resources as one suggestion. A hymn, such as A Poor Wayfaring Man of Grief, Hymns number 29, or a video such as The Old Shoemaker, churchofjesuschrist.org, could reinforce the message found in Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. When we serve others, we are serving God. How could you use such resources to reinforce King Benjamin's message? Perhaps class members could share experiences they have had with serving others or receiving someone's Christ-like service. As part of your discussion, consider sharing this quotation from President Henry B. Eyring, quote, "When we offer succor to anyone, the Savior feels it as if we reached out to succor him," end quote. From Is Not This the Fast That I Have Chosen? Ensigner Leah Hona, May 2015. Why do you think we are serving God when we serve other people? Mosiah chapter 2, verses 38 through 41. Happiness comes from keeping the commandments of God. To help class members consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God, it might help to start with a definition of happiness. How would class members describe the happiness that comes from obedience to God? Perhaps they could imagine that they have a friend who says that he or she is happy without keeping the commandments. Invite them to read Mosiah chapter 2, verses 38 through 41, and discuss how they could help their friend understand the difference between worldly happiness and eternal happiness. What experiences or examples from people's lives can class members share that exemplify eternal happiness? Mosiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. Salvation comes only through the name of Christ the Lord. King Benjamin's message includes powerful and descriptive prophecies about the birth, ministry, and atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You might ask class members to share verses from Mosiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 20 that particularly impress them and help them understand the Savior and his mission. Ask them to share why these verses impress them. The introduction to the Book of Mormon teaches that the book outlines the plan of salvation. To help class members see how King Benjamin's sermon helps accomplish this purpose of the Book of Mormon, you might write on the board, "Jesus Christ makes salvation possible." Class members could review Mosiah chapter 3 verses 1 through 20, and then you or they could list on the board the truths they learn about the plan of salvation. Ask class members what they learn about how Jesus Christ makes the plan of salvation possible. Then give class members time to review Mosiah chapter 3, verses 18 through 19, and share what we must do to become saints and receive salvation. How does the atonement of Jesus Christ help us accomplish this? Ask class members to share their feelings about the Savior's role in the plan of salvation. Encourage learning at home. Have your class members ever had an experience when a doctrine taught in a talk, lesson, or scripture changed them? Tell them that in Mosiah chapters 4 through 6, they will read about the dramatic effect that the truths taught by King Benjamin had on his people. Additional resources. Serving others. President Thomas S. Monson said, quote, "A few years ago, I read an article written by Jack McConnell, M.D. He grew up in the hills of Southwest Virginia in the United States as one of seven children of a Methodist minister and a stay-at-home mother. Their circumstances were very humble. He recounted that during his childhood, every day as the family sat around the dinner table, his father would ask each one in turn, 'And what did you do for someone today?' The children were determined to do a good turn every day so they could report to their father that they had helped someone. Dr. McConnell calls this exercise his father's most valuable legacy, for that expectation and those words inspired him and his siblings to help others throughout their lives. As they grew and matured, their motivation for providing service changed to an inner desire to help others. Besides Dr. McConnell's distinguished medical career, he created an organization he calls Volunteers in Medicine, which gives retired medical personnel a chance to volunteer at free clinics serving the working uninsured. Dr. McConnell said his leisure time since he retired has evaporated into 60-hour weeks of unpaid work, but his energy level has increased, and there is a satisfaction in his life that wasn't there before. Of course, we can't all be Dr. McConnell's, establishing medical clinics to help the poor. However, the needs of others are ever present, and each of us can do something to help someone. My brothers and sisters, we are surrounded by those in need of our attention, our encouragement, our support, our comfort, our kindness, be they family members, friends, acquaintances, or strangers. We are the Lord's hands here upon the earth, with the mandate to serve and to lift his children. He is dependent upon each of us. May we ask ourselves the question which greeted Dr. Jack McConnell and his brothers and sisters each evening at dinner time: What have I done for someone today?" End quote. From What Have I Done for Someone Today, Ensigner Liahona, November 2009. Improving our teaching. Be an instrument of the Spirit. Your purpose as a teacher is not to make a presentation, but to help others receive the influence of the Holy Ghost, the true teacher. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 10.